Hello?
Good evening. My name is Alicel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
What's the survey about?
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission, on Tuesday, August 20th. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
I'm most likely to vote. But something comes up and I can't, but I will vote.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, some other political party?
I'm a Democrat.
What is your main racial background?
What do you mean, nationality or race?
Race. Hispanic, Asian, African, white.
Caucasian, white, whatever.
What is your age?
73.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I'd say somewhere in the middle, but between those two, I'd say the wrong track.
Okay. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Illegal immigration, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, property insurance costs, affordable housing, taxes and county government spending, protecting the environment, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, hurricane and flooding preparation.
I only get to pick one?
Yes, sir.
Because I could pick several. I got to go with overdevelopment, because the last piece of, I live in Tavernier, the last big piece of land we have that I'm aware of, they want to put some affordable housing, but they want to tie it in with a Publix store, which I don't think we need a Publix store. I think some should be set aside as recreational and housing, but I, you know, so I must, because that's a local issue and that one upsets me, I'm going to go with the overdevelopment, I think you said.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Paul Wunderlich.
Say that name again, Paul what?
Wunderlich.
No, I don't know him.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Of course.
Would you say very, somewhat favorable, or very, or somewhat unfavorable?
Repeat those options again.
Very or somewhat favorable, somewhat or very unfavorable.
I'll go very. Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
What about him? He's president.
Are you favorable or unfavorable towards him?
I thought I just answered. What was the one I just answered before this?
Paul Wunderlich.
No, I told you I didn't know him.
Oh, I do apologize. Yes. Holly Merrill Racine.
Oh, that's the one that used to be the state senator. What's my choices again?
Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable. Whatever the worst one is.
Okay. Rick Ramsey.
That's the sheriff, right? That's the Monroe County Sheriff, I think. What's my choices with that?
Same thing.
I don't know.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable. No, it's favorable, unfavorable, and what else?
It's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Melissa Tomey.
Melissa Tomey? I don't know who that is.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Negatively, whatever you said before, what I said before.
Okay. And thinking ahead, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Holly Mary Versain, Melissa Tomey, Paul Wunderlich.
I'd have to say I'm probably undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Holly Merrill, Melissa Tomey, Paul Wunderlich.
You know, I don't really know who, I know I'm not voting for Holly, but I don't know who I'm voting for. So I'm going to have to hopefully see something in the Keys Weekly or somewhere and get a feel for each candidate that's opposing her. Because she's for that Publix, and I don't want that Publix.
Okay. As you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the election, which comes closer to your view. I can never vote for a Republican candidate. Even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate, I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot. I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them.
What you just said, I'm going to vote for one of them when I learn more about them.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashane is doing as your county commissioner?
Disapprove.
You say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay.
She never seems to be on the same side of many issues that I am.
Okay. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government. A candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering to your community.
I can't really answer that question because it depends how I agree with the person on the council. And then I'm all for someone who's never been in politics before, but I want to know their background. I mean, I want to know, you know, more about them. So I can't really answer that question. But probably, I'd probably go for the new person, though, the unexperienced person.
Okay. Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I don't think development's all the problem. I think housing and traffic are, but there's no land to develop. So I don't know how to answer that one. Maybe where they gonna build? I mean, there's no land left here. That's a finite amount of it.
Okay. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the elections for Monroe County Commission? A candidate's positions on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes and fighting crime, the candidate's position on future development in Monroe County.
I'd say, what was that first one you said about?
Making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes and fighting crime?
Yeah, I'm more affordable. I mean, I can't believe what people ask for rent down here.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier, along with 86 units of workforce housing?
No, I support the workforce housing, but I do, if it has to have a public store, then no, I don't support it. Because I don't think it should be tied to a public store. I think it should be an independent project. It doesn't matter if it doesn't need a Publix or require a Publix or included. So I don't know. I'm against that.
Okay. Would you say somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I'm not strongly opposed to workforce housing, but I'm strongly opposed to Publix with it.
Okay. As you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? During these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. With the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
I agree with the second thing. We need those helicopters. Those helicopters they're using now are old as hell. And when your life is on the line, you don't want that old helicopter. They need new helicopters. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about Holly Merrill Rashane were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly Merrill Rashane in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Holly Merrill Rashane is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rashane has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe.
Makes no difference.
Holly Rashane understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rashane has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood.
I'm not so sure that's true, but if it's true, I support that. I'm not so sure she's such a champion of that, though.
Holly Merrill Rashane is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rashane has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the Keys and harm our quality of life.
That's her position, or what are you asking me now?
That would make you much more likely, someone more likely, or less likely?
Well, it would make me less likely to vote for her, obviously. Most people would say that, if it's true. I mean, I know she's for that public store. I don't know if she's, that hardcore, but...
Okay. Holly Merrill Rashane believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County has experiencing in order to protect quality of life.
Well, our roads and infrastructure are never going to catch up because what are you going to do about the overseas highway? What are you going to make the four lanes all the way or... What are you going to do? I don't understand that. So I guess it doesn't matter.
Okay. Would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely? Or no difference?
That's right. What? No difference? No difference.
Okay. Holly Merrill Rashane has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Hussein has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications.
I don't think she does all that, and if she does, it doesn't matter. It's not going to change my mind.
Okay. During these tough times, Holly Mary Rosane voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners.
Less likely.
Holly Merrill Rosane is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That sounds like a conflict of interest. So that'll matter.
Okay. With high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly Merrill Rosane supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County.
No, she really doesn't, because she wants to include a public zone part of that land to put it in. So I don't know. What's that going to make my answer? Less likely. Well, no, okay, no difference. Let's put no difference. I don't know. The way the question's phrased, my answer is going to look different than I really mean it. Because she's got it. No, either I'm against housing and all that. And,
Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Holly Merrill Rosane, a Republican, Melissa Tommy, Paul Wonder.
I'm undecided. I told you, I'm undecided. I got to know more about the candidates.
If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
I don't know. Probably the one, the other name you said the most. Name them again.
Paul Wunderlich, Melissa Toomey, Holly Merrill Rosane.
I'm probably leaning towards that Toomey gal.
Who? Toomey?
Toomey, yeah. Okay. Toomey.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less, between six?
I've lived here like 10 years.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a liberal.
Would you say you're somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate from college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's, bachelor's, postgraduate.
I've had some college. I had 3 years of college in a 5-year program.
Okay. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much.
One question for you. How many people actually take this survey with you? It's kind of long and all.
Yes, it's actually kind of a few. Yes.
How many people bite? How many people stay on the phone and let you ask the questions?
Well, it depends on how much into politics you are. So, yes.
Well, 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10, you calls you make. I don't know. You tell something like that.
About 3 out of 10 or 2 out of 10.
All right. Well, at least you get some.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good night.
All right. Take care.